The Florida House is moving forward with an ambitious healthcare agenda at the direction of Speaker Jose Oliva. But that agenda clashes with healthcare providers who say it could lead to worse, not better care. I'm Lynn Hatter. House Speaker Jose Oliva likens healthcare in Florida to a five-alarm fire, and he's pinned his sights on eliminating state rules regarding where and when facilities like hospitals and nursing homes can be built.
We must look at the areas where government has gotten in the way. We must engage the consumer so that market forces can apply. And we must embrace new technologies. That is why we must get rid of policies like the Certificate of Need, which have only served to create local and regional monopolies.
The legislature has whittled away at the process known as Certificate of Need for years now, and it's poised to do away with it altogether. Republican Representative Heather Fitzenhagen says it's time for the system to go.
Competition in most areas is good as long as we can make sure that the public is safe. The CON should go the way of the dinosaur.
Fitzenhagen argues repeal would pave the way for the market to determine need and would allow for more transparency when it comes to pricing and better patient care.
Without a CON, there will be more beds available, more care in communities, and market forces will determine whether or not a hospital can exist or thrive.
The research on that goes both ways. The Mercatus Center at George Mason University found Certificate of Need laws don't increase access to health care for the poor, but they can limit the supply of such services. But research from the Florida State University College of Medicine found eliminating the rules could worsen the state's shortage of doctors and nurses. There could be more beds, but not enough people to work them. Florida Hospital Association lobbyist David Ashburn with Greenberg Traurig adds, removing those rules won't address litigation costs, which critics have said is a problem that arises when hospitals sue each other for the right to open facilities in certain areas.
There are things that can be done to the litigation process, because it is an administrative process, to pare that down further and reduce the cost there. But elimination of the program in its entirety is not necessary to address that.
The Florida Healthcare Association represents nursing homes, and its lobbyist Bob Estellos says creating nursing homes and hospice centers in places they aren't needed results in an overall drop in occupancy. He says that can end up costing the state more money than it would save.
We're afraid that if you eliminate the CON process and our occupancy falls, you may see unintended consequences of these market forces, where nursing homes will work to keep their beds full. And so this, again, the keeping nursing homes full benefits the state. So with that, we would ask that you remove nursing homes from the bill.
Well, I think almost everyone said they'd like to be exempted from that bill.
That's House Speaker Jose Oliva again.
I think we are starting with the premise that certificates of need have not been helpful. This bill has to go through the process, and it has to go through the Senate, and we have to have a conversation about it. I don't know where the bill will end up, but I know that it must end up in a place that is meaningful and prevents the monopolies that we created through those policies.
Previous attempts to eliminate Certificate of Need have given nursing homes a carve-out, but a complete repeal of Certificate of Need has historically failed to gain traction in the state Senate. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.